Hello, hello. Welcome to Listen Bitch Presents Tell Me Why You're Special. This is the arena where we don't just talk about health, we talk about what you're missing. Because the truth is, people are trying. They're eating better, taking supplements, working out, but they're still tired, they're still inflamed, and still not feeling right. And they can't figure out why, because they're looking at everything except the environment they live in every single day. God didn't design our bodies to live in conditions that are going to quietly wear them down. So if you've been doing everything right, but still don't feel like yourself, this conversation is going to speak directly to you. Today's guest is Mike Dillon. He's a wellness advocate helping people understand what's actually in the air they breathe and how it's affecting them. Mike, thank you so much for coming into the hot seat and for your patience, y'all. Zoom didn't want to work for me today, but we're still here. We're doing it. Take me to the moment you realized something inside people's homes was affecting health more than they understood. What happened?
So there's a one, thank you for having me. I appreciate you. And thank you for bringing attention to this topic because, you know, so many people are biohackers and they're supplement guys and you got the yoga moms. And, you know, like I grew up in a house with what now it's like, now you call it a crunchy mom. Before it was just a health conscious mom. But there was a book that was called Fresh Air for Life, written by Dr. James Mardson, Kansas State Biosecurity Research, and another doctor named Alan Summersall. And they were pointing out that when here in America, we shifted to more like energy efficient homes, that people were starting to get sick. In fact, there was another book that was called Your Home is Making You Sick. And they actually coined the phrase, I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's called sick building syndrome. No. And you got women and men that are working 8-10 hours a day from home, especially now that we have this work from home and this podcast whole studio that we've all thrown ourselves into. And lots of times mold that's hidden inside of the home and mold is only one of the issues, right? There are so many environmental concerns that we have nowadays. But when I really started paying attention to it is when I realized that we spend more time indoors than any generation in the past ever has. And that's more true.
Yeah, no, I very much agree with that. As a homeschool stay-at-home mom, we're here a lot. What were you seeing? Like, how, first of all, how did this even get on your radar? Like, what did you see that made you question what people thought was normal?
So a lot of mold exposure goes misdiagnosed in this country. There are incredible stories I can share. One of them in particular on a Substack, you know, that I released many years ago, we had a woman who was a survivor of breast cancer, and she had a long-term mold exposure that had happened later in her life. And she said to me, looking at me straight in the eyes, she goes, I would rather take on breast cancer again than the neurotoxins from black mold. And I had just asked her a simple question about, you know, why didn't you address it sooner? And she said, well, what had happened was there was a small little leak in her bathroom and the mold was getting behind the drywall. So she couldn't really smell it, but she was just continually getting sick and sick and sick. They were doing all this blood work. They basically looked at her and said, this is in your head. You know, they're like, nobody else in your house is sick. And when people don't understand how an immune system works, you and I could be living in the same house. If your immune system is just slightly weakened, whether it's hormonal or you just gave birth to a child or you're breastfeeding, everything going on in your body is different than what's going on in my body. So when I heard her say that she was having nightmares, she was having tremors, she was having chronic coughs, she almost got to the point where she said she was hallucinating. That's how bad the mold exposure was. When they finally went in there, she had heard something on the radio about like air quality testing. Someone went in there and like the Stachybotrys black mold that was floating around in her air was so bad that they started testing everywhere. And finally they found out there was a leak. They had to, you know, break down the whole bathroom wall to finally figure out where the leak was coming from. And I started to notice from going to shows all over the country, chiropractic shows, environmental shows, naturopath shows, and seeing how many experts out there were talking about the dangers of mold. So we started looking. Why is mold worse now than it ever was? And it links back to the humidity issues inside of the homes because of energy efficiency, where they want to make your house airtight for electricity. Hey, we're saving the ozone layer. We are protecting the environment, but we're trapping these toxins in our homes and we're sealing them with deadly toxic precision.
Yeah, that's wild to me because I don't think about mold, right? I think probably my average listener isn't thinking about that. But what I can recall is having conversations, especially in the health space, about people having stuff wrong with them and never getting answers. What kind of symptoms are people experiencing that they're not connecting to their environment and to make that, you know, aware?
So the most important thing is, just so every one of your listeners know, mold spores are everywhere. They are present in the air. You're breathing them right now. The issue isn't exposure alone. So it's overgrowth and chronic exposure indoors, specifically in homes that are more energy efficient. But when you start looking at the impact on your health and things that could be affected by not just mold, you know, you said you and your listeners aren't thinking about mold all the time. Everybody is now thinking about VOCs because we now know that every carpet, every drywall, every couch, you know, you got half the kids in this country right now that are running around with, they call them the dumplings or the Nido, and they're squeezing on these little plastic toys that are coming out of China. And the VOC meters are literally skyrocketing. I don't know if your kids have asked you for one of those Nidos yet.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but this is interesting.
It's a little squeezy toy that went very viral on TikTok. It's just a little square toy and you squeeze it. But people started going online and they're like, my kid opened this thing up and they're in the car and I've got a headache already. Wow. Same thing with mold. So VOCs are very, very volatile organic compounds. Not only can mold lead to respiratory issues, but you're coughing, wheezing, you kind of get a runny nose, you've got a flare up that just won't kind of go away, almost like an asthma-like attack. And then the neurological symptoms, sleep issues, brain fog. You just can't quite remember something the way that it did. And you're like, oh my gosh, you know, I feel like I'm getting Alzheimer's. You know, I literally walked into the room. I can't remember what it was. But more importantly, a lot of people who have mold exposure, this is the number one undiagnosed behind inflammation, is chronic fatigue. Just feeling tired, no matter how much sleep you get. You could sleep 8, 10, 12 hours, wake up, and you feel like you only took like a 5-minute nap. So when this immune disruption happens, not only are you recovering slower from colds and viral infections, but these symptoms are very often misdiagnosed or they're just treated individually. So people never connect it back to their environment.
Is this, I mean, doctors, I'm going to say, are probably not trained in this in the same way that, you know, they're not really talking about like the free healthcare, right? The sunshine, the exercise, the fresh air, whatever. Is this something that they're trained on, or is this something people are just going to have to kind of push for themselves?
So, you know, one of the things that I tell people is, you know, a lot of the doctors in this country, as much as they do care, they're not trained. So you're the individual person, the best doctor that you can be. And I know that if you're a homeschooling mama, you'll agree with me. Mama knows best. Mm-hmm. Your body knows best. So you go in and the funny thing is you have people that have like 10 years worth of conditions and they go to try to tell their doctor. And then in like 15 minutes, they're like, let me tell you what's wrong with you. It's like, wait, no. Let me tell you what's wrong with me and what I think it is. So when you have an environment that's toxic, I think one of the best ways and the easiest ways to diagnose it very inexpensively is go on vacation or call one of your friends and be like, hey, can I come crash at your house tonight? And if all of a sudden your symptoms start to go away or are relieved, and then you go back home and the symptoms come right back, 9 out of 10 times, if not 10 out of 10 times, it was your environment that was toxic and was keeping you sick in the first place. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. It would just suck if they had mold too, right? Looking at like hotels and stuff, is this something
Yeah.
that they're not going to have? Is this a would that be a good option? I mean, do they do anti-mold stuff? I don't know.
Oh, and again, it also depends. You know, the one thing about hotels is they're usually pretty good about the humidity levels, and they're usually insulated a little bit better. But you're right. You could go to another mold environment, and it could be, you know, your symptoms don't get better and you get it. If you really want to know, go to Walmart and get a tent and go sleep outside for 2 days. You know, if you're in an area in the country where you can get outside of the house, and, you know, as long as it's not a sweltering hot like it is in Florida, or it's not, you know, Minnesota in the middle of the winter, you may not be able to go do that experiment.
So is this kind of regional? Like I'm in Michigan. It gets humid for us. So is this going to be something that's going to be more prevalent here rather than like my dad in Colorado, who's like in a very dry air.
So you have to remember that moisture that's only dependent on the temperature outside can always be less affected in a drier environment. So yes, Arizona, Colorado, a lot of times those people don't have as much as a fluctuating mold issue as like we do in South Florida or you do in Michigan. You know, anywhere in Michigan where you get close to one of the 5,642 lakes that are there. I know five of them are much bigger than the other lakes, but you still have a lot of moisture in the air. And, you know, you've got like those Michigan cellars if your basement's not finished, or if you've got, you know, cheap windows. A lot of the older houses in Michigan, you know, they don't have those high impact, brand new, you know, double pane windows. They've got some farmhouses there. But your bigger issue is going to be, do you have running water in the house? So bathrooms is probably one of the most common places where mold or mold spores or black mold is found inside of the home. It can be from a very small leaky pipe, which is why I encourage all of your listeners, once a week, once a month, check underneath anywhere where you have running water, you're washing your hands. Over time, water is the smallest molecule in the world besides like hydrogen, right? Hydrogen gas just by itself. So water will penetrate just about anything. So if you've got grout inside of your bathroom, very inexpensive. You can get non-toxic water sealants like silica. They've got some nanotechnology now that you can order on Amazon that you just simply spray your grout lines and it will help keep the water. It's almost like putting on a waterproof coating and you just spray it right on your grout line so that way water's not constantly penetrating it. Every 6 months, you can reseal the grout. So if you've got tile, there's grout. When you see the little epoxy or the grout line that's starting to penetrate, you're like, you know what? I can see that there's a divot right there. That is the worst thing that can happen in your bathroom because then the water starts getting underneath and it creates a perfect, no matter what the humidity is outside, you have to get rid of the water that's leaking.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense. And now I'm curious because if you look at all the people in Michigan who go to Arizona to feel better, go to different, and I just wonder if it's the environment, like elderly people, that's one of their things about going to a different state, the snowbirds, right? I just wonder if that's playing a part in it. Why do you think, because I've never, I don't know, 10 years of being in the wellness space and being in that health space and all of this thing, I've never heard this conversation. Why do you think it is not mainstream yet?
There is a trillion dollar lobby that is out there. And, you know, the name of your podcast is Listen, Bitch, What Makes You Special? I have been to the big pharma. I have been to the rallies. I have seen what the DuPonts, I have seen what the Bayer and the Monsanto and what these companies will do to put trillions of dollars of chemicals into our food and our water supply. The government's not coming to save you. They don't care about you. They would rather have an undiagnosed mold test and tell you that you have ADHD because there's a trillion-dollar lobby that wants to just give you a pharmaceutical prescription to be able to coat the symptom. The root cause is changing your environment. It's protecting your home. We built airwaterhealing.com to be a voice, to be able to let people know if you go into the Amish community, you will find a 9,000% decrease in children that are born with autism What do? They birth their children at home. My child, when she was born, she was brought into this house she was born in this house in a pool of water with a doula. And my daughter has never been to a doctor's office, and she's the healthiest child in the world. Is she an anomaly? I don't think so, because I talk to doulas and I talk to mothers all over the world, and they try to tell women, you need to go to the hospital. You're high risk. And then the second that you get there, they're going to be like, listen, there's a complication, C-section. We got to cut you out. We don't have time for you to push for 3 hours. We don't have time to sit here. You know, the baby's heart rate is starting to drop. Listen, and not to take this away, but to give one of the most powerful thing, women have done this for thousands of years. They go out, they squat in a field without any type of medicine, and they push the babies out. There is 95% of the women in this world that never need to step foot into a hospital. They can do this at home. Women are so much stronger than the doctors and government let them to be. There would be no world if it wasn't for mothers, okay? It's what we all have in common. We have one. That's the biggest issue. So when you said, why is mold not being a mainstream? Well, imagine if half of my statistics are right. 50% of the American population is exposed to chronic levels of mold on a daily basis, whether it's at the work, whether it's at the office, whether it's at the gym, whether it's in their home, whether it's in their cabin, whether it's in their RV, whether it's some guy sitting in a campground right now, you know, doing a bug out podcast, he's breathing in black mold spores. They don't care about fixing the problem. They just want to write you a prescription.
Well, clearly I had you on the wrong show, because my flagship show is called Listen Bitch, and it's the rebellion season where I'm calling all of this out. Everything, the system is it's working exactly how it was designed, and we're all useful idiots pointing fingers at each other rather than the big systems who kind of have us locked down. So it makes a lot of sense why, you know, this is a new conversation for me, and I'm super glad you're bringing it to the audience. What is a change that someone can make right now? What is the small thing? What is your guys' answer? What is airwaterhealing.com?
So the first thing I want to tell people is you don't need any of my products. You don't need any of my products if you live your life the way that it was meant to be, which means go put your feet in the sand, take deep breaths, stop watching television, bring in a couple snake plants. I love the snake plants because those are like the mother-in-law tongue. And if you've ever had a mother-in-law, you know they're impossible to kill. So you don't have to water them as often. Open up your windows, let some fresh air come in. I don't care if it's 100 degrees or negative 20 degrees. Crack the window a little bit, let some fresh air in. I'll give you a couple talking points. The humidity sweet spot. If you take one valuable takeaway for your listeners, 40 to 50% is your optimal range. Anything above 50%, mold increases significantly. Above 60%, mold growth becomes like a rapid death sentence for people with mold sensitivities, chronic diseases, people that are fighting cancer, immune compromise, people with HIV, people with any strain of any break on your immune system. You've got to get that 40 to 50% optimal range. And I'm not here to sell you anything. I don't have a reader. You can go on Amazon and get them for $25-$30. Go to Walmart and get a little humidity reader. You can literally, I hope you guys aren't using Wi-Fi in the home, but if you do and you have to absolutely have it, they have ones now that you can literally just put on your windowsill and it'll connect to your phone. And if the moisture level gets above, if you set it at 45%, you'll say, oh my gosh, it's getting really bad in here. Let me open up the window. Let me let some fresh air in. Before you run and go and spend a bunch of money on dehumidifiers or spending a bunch of money on filtration systems, me personally, if I had one thing I would tell your listeners, our V3 air purifier, which is our whole home system, it is the only air purifier on the market that not only kills mold, but it helps remove dust, pollen, VOCs, scientifically proven for bacteria, viruses. We were one of the first technologies to get rated for the COVID virus when it first came out. But what's really important is it doesn't matter what virus is released upon the world or happens naturally. Photocatalytic oxidation duplicates what Mother Nature does. So one of the greatest things that I can tell your listeners is You're up in Michigan. Mm-hmm. I'm in Florida. Mm-hmm. I go to Michigan every other week. I'm always on flights back and forth, or I'm at another part of the country doing trade shows. If you walk around outside, nowhere in Mother Nature do you see a HEPA filter hanging from a tree. God did not design the world to use filtration. So when you look at the technology that we put inside of our technology, what put us at the forefront and the leader of air purification, and why we're in over 2,500 chiropractors' offices and practitioners worldwide, is because our technology protects your home proactively, not reactively. So I would highly recommend, first, find if there is a problem. Yes. But if you've got pets in the home, maybe you got allergies.
Yeah.
You buy furniture couches from IKEA, there might be a little bit of an off-gassing. Mm-hmm. We are trying to give your listeners a chance to be able to detoxify the home, because that's where you spend the most time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I very much agree. What is something in your own home, Mike, that you would never ignore, but you see that most people are ignoring it?
Rip out your Wi-Fi.
See,
Wi-Fi is going. Now they're getting ready to launch 6G. You can hardwire everything in your house. I think Wi-Fi is probably one of the most toxic things in the entire world. And if you don't believe me, go buy two loaves of bread, put one in your kitchen, and put one next to your Wi-Fi router, and see which one molds faster. We're going to bed every night. I you know, and this is not why you had me on my show, but I would also highly recommend that if you use one of these devices, charge it in another room. Don't charge your phone at night in the same room that you're sleeping. Put it away, but 100% figure out a way to get off of Wi-Fi.
Yeah, no, that's great advice. And the bedroom phone charging thing, yeah, I've been on that for a while. I know that's terrible, but I never realized the Wi-Fi deal. So yeah, that's absolutely great information. My brain is just like, how am I going to do that? How am I going to get all these kids off of the Wi-Fi? Right. Where can people find is this just the airwaterhealing.com? Is there another place they can get resourced with you? Where should they plug in to follow you?
Yeah. So if you go on my website, we have a Substack. We do it for free. We usually send out about two or three Substacks a month. I'm not going to, you know, destroy them with information, but my X handle is airwaterhealing.com. Instagram is airwaterhealing. Sorry, no.com. That's just the website. But my at for X is airwaterhealing. And we always bring on a lot of really cool guests on my podcast. So if they want to follow me on Apple or Rumble, it's just Maha with Mike. We're going through a little bit of a rebrand. So just keep following and we'll let you know. There's going to be a new podcast dropping pretty soon. But we share with the doctors and the teams and the people are out there, you know, epidemiologists and the doctors that have been tried to be silenced. Those are the ones that I'm always wanting to interview and pick their brain.
For sure. Well, that sounds interesting. I know my listeners are definitely going to align with this, because a lot of them are from my course show, which is a lot of stuff we talk about. And just bringing that awareness, I'm definitely excited to get resourced. So this is the part of the show, Mike, where I get to tell you what I think makes you special. And it's not just that you understand air and environment. It's that you are actively out there pointing people to something that they have been completely overlooking, helping people connect the dots between how they feel and where they live, and giving them something powerful, the awareness. And that's what this episode is for, that awareness, so they can actually act on it. I think what you're doing is incredible right now. It's very much needed. And I think that's real impact. And I think that makes you special. To everyone listening, you guys, if something feels off, pay attention. Your body is always talking to you. And sometimes the problem isn't what you're doing, it's what you're surrounded by. God designed your body to function well, but environment matters. So please be aware, be protective, and remember that your mess is your message. Even the confusion, even the symptoms you couldn't explain, even the frustration, that's where your awareness begins. If this episode spoke to you, please share this, okay? I know I ask you guys to share it all the time, but it's a very selfless act. And I think this is probably one of the most important conversations I've had on this show, that everybody kind of needs to be looped in to become aware of their environment. I think it's very important. So please do us a favor, do Mike a favor. There's someone out there, you know, that he can't have access to. So share this out so they can they can get resourced here. And if you guys are ready for the hot seat, come tell me why you're special. Mike, thank you so much for your time today.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely.